Attorneys for Naperville and the state of Illinois urged the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday not to block local and state laws banning the sale of assault-style weapons. Robert Beavis, who is the gun shop owner in Naperville, has challenged the ordinance in Naperville and the state law ending the sale of the weapons. He said they violate the Second Amendment. He so far has failed to persuade federal judges in Chicago and has asked the Supreme Court for an emergency injunction. He said they should not prohibit him from selling the guns until his case is heard. And the way this works is one of the justices will decide whether or not they take up the case. And for Midwest states, it's Justice Amy Coney Barrett who will decide whether or not the court will hear it. On Monday, the state and the town filed their responses, mirroring the arguments they successfully used in the U.S. District Court and the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The lawyers from Naperville said a single business person claims he may, as this litigation proceeds, suffer financial losses because he cannot sell a limited category of extremely dangerous assault rifles of little practical use for self-defense. At the same time, the residents of Naperville and Illinois will be placed at additional risk of mass murder. Those consequences far outweigh the applicant's speculative and purely monetary business concerns. After the Highland Park shooting, Naperville, among other cities, have banned the sale of certain types of weapons, including AR-15 and certain magazine clips. So that bereaved gun shop owner is Robert Beavis, and he joins us now on WGN. Thanks for joining us, Robert. I appreciate your time today.
You're welcome, John.
That's one side of the story. At least it's their view. You run the Law Weapons and Supply Store in Naperville. How much is this injunction, this law, costing you right now?
Well, we estimate over $500,000 in sales so far, and we're down to 10 to 15% of our normal business revenue right now.
You're able to sell guns, but you can't sell the AR-15. That is that popular a gun that it's costing you, you would estimate, $500,000?
Well, that's inaccurate. Yes, the AR-15 is something we can't sell, but the what they consider assault weapons is even a Ruger 10/22 that has an adjustable stock on it, or a handgun that has a threaded barrel. They call those assault weapons as well, or a shotgun that holds over 5 rounds.
So
it isn't just the AR-15. It's a multitude of guns.
What percentage of your inventory, then, are you not able to retail anymore?
90%.
90%? Literally 90% of the guns,
sir,
that you would otherwise sell, you now cannot sell?
That is correct. So just the average Glock 17 pistol is something you can't sell. But you can sell a Glock 19. Ruger pistols that have threaded barrels on them, and because it has a threaded barrel, it's considered an assault weapon. It's ridiculous.
Is it possible?
Not to mention the parts, the magazines, the accessories, and all the repair products that we use to try to repair these guns. We were unable to sell those as well.
So if your sales are off, I presume they're off at your competitors as well, right?
Well, yes, except that I'm even especially damaged and harmed because of Naperville's ordinance. So Naperville, when this Freedom Week happened, when the injunction was placed by Judge McGlynn in the Southern District here for 6 days, you had everybody go out and buy the firearms they wanted. But they couldn't do so at Law Weapons because the city ordinance was still in place. So I'm you know, being egregiously harmed here by Naperville and attacked. You know, it's unconstitutional what they've done, and you know we're going to fight them to the end here. You know, we brought the lawsuit in September. We sued them, and we are now at the Supreme Court and are hoping for a good ruling to protect our rights.
I know that what happened yesterday, or at least the way it reads, is you weren't in Washington, D.C. Your attorneys weren't in Washington, D.C. They submitted this stuff. But were you all before?
Yeah.
Have you been before the Supreme Court in any capacity in this?
No, the way it works is you submit the Supreme Court to take a look at it. And it's very rare. I think the numbers are like one in and 3,900 that actually get a chance to even be accepted by the Supreme Court. So obviously, Amy Coney Barrett believes that there's a, you know, a wrong ruling here for her to even ask for more information from the litigants here. You know, so we had already filed our brief. They were ordered to file their brief by 11 a.m. yesterday, and they did. So now we'll have our response, I mean, our reply filed by today. And from there, the Supreme Court would be free to rule or accept this case in full. But this isn't just for Naperville. It's against the state of Illinois, and it's for everybody's gun rights. This, yeah. You know, this is an unconstitutional ban.
I'm just kind of curious about the process. So they submit their petition to the court. Do you get a chance to read it and essentially reply to that in your submission, or do you both submit them blind to the court?
No. We submitted our complaint to the Supreme Court. They have now answered as defendants in the case as ordered by the justice on Monday. We now have the opportunity to add a reply to their response, which we will today. And from there, it'll be a record that where Amy Coney Barrett can decide whether or not to have an injunction put in place or put it before the entire panel of the Supreme Court. And we'll find that out hopefully soon. We don't know the timelines of the court, though.
Yeah, it's not been published, if anybody knows. But it is interesting, that procedure. And given the makeup of the Supreme Court, you probably have an agreeable audience there. But I'm kind of curious, having read what they said, what is your response to the remarks by Naperville? They said that you have a monetary loss, but we are looking at the potential for mass murder here. So your potential for losing money hardly competes with our concern for the well-being of thousands and thousands of people. So that's what Naperville says. So then your response to the Supreme Court to that is what? And we're visiting with Robert Beavis. He's the owner of Law, Weapons, and Supply in Naperville, the company that is suing the city and the state for the gun law that we passed. They're asking for an injunction, if nothing else, submitted a document to the Supreme Court yesterday. Robert, what did you say in response to Naperville, saying that you'll suffer monetarily, but we could have another mass killing? What was your response to that?
Well, the response isn't out yet, so it's coming out today. But I'd tell you this.
I'm sorry, wait a minute, but your response, you don't want to share that with us, what you all said in response to that?
Well, I don't know. The attorneys are still writing it up. It gets put out today.
Okay.
The actual response to them, yes.
But in general, what's your reaction?
Sure. Well, you know, they say that it's a monetary value over saving lives. But the problem is that that's flawed, okay? First of all, they're saying that AR-15s, you know, are going to cause these mass murders, right? First of all, we know the guns don't do that, right? It's the people. But yes, I agree that the AR-15 has been used in multiple mass shootings that have happened. But you're talking about 30 million of these rifles in the hands of civilians. And when you count that as opposed to the 10 or 15 that have done these heinous crimes, and, you know, which is terrible, that everybody hates, it's not the gun and it's not the average person that is doing it. What this is like saying, if you want to stop drunk drivers from killing sober drivers, tell sober drivers not to drive. I mean, if we found out that all of these shooters drove a Ford pickup truck, would we ban Ford pickup trucks? No. And you can't ban something that is a constitutional right. What if they decided to say that, you know, we are banning Catholics? No more Catholics. That's one of our First Amendment right.
You know,
you can't do that.
I get it, Robert.
And it has nothing to do with the guns.
We've heard a lot of these arguments before, and there's a pro and con to everything. There are bans, if you will, on certain types of weapons. There are regulations about weapons, and that's what the state and city are arguing here. And one of the common points that comes up in this debate these days is whether or not it is a common weapon, if this is an ordinary weapon or something that is extraordinary.
In common use.
And I know you feel differently about that than I think some of our listeners. Here's some text from our listeners. Ask him if the NRA is paying his legal fees. Is the NRA paying your legal fees?
No, not at all.
You are free to move your business out of Naperville, says this person. Is that a viable option for you if you feel Naperville doesn't want you? Can you move it across the line and still do business, Robert?
Well, how does that affect the state law?
I don't know. Boo-hoo to the gun owner, says this person. How many people need to die for change to occur? What is your reaction to those kinds of responses?
I get it. Okay. How many people need to die in DUIs to stop alcohol from being legal? Or how many cars do we have to stop or ban because they go over 75 miles an hour, which is our speed limit? You know, the problem is that everybody believes that it's the gun and that us as firearms dealers are the ones that are causing the trouble. First of all, most of them don't get guns from gun shops. They can't pass federal background checks. And, you know, they look at this and they allow a Schedule I narcotic, marijuana sales in the city of Naperville. And I'm the bad guy? I have a federal firearms license checked by ATF. Follow all the rules.
I'll give you the last response, Robert. We're running out of time, though. But, you know, alcohol, marijuana, automobiles, all of those things serve a purpose. And none of those are to kill people. A gun kills a person. So I think there's a distinction and a difference there.
John, the guns are yes, bought for target shooting and hunting.
I understand that.
No, they're not bought to kill people.
So you don't know when you're going to hear back then from Justice Barrett then, right?
Nobody does, but we will have our response filed today, you know, and then the bottom line is we'll see this to the end. We'll go to the Supreme Court and we'll hopefully get this turned over. There's a lot of people that aren't educated. And that's the bad thing. I invite people to call or send me an email and ask me. I'd love to hear their point of view. If you can prove to me that these sales of these guns are going to protect people and save lives, I'll get into the pizza business.
Robert, what is your email address, Robert?
You can send it to robert@lawweapons.org.
robert@lawweapons.org. It's nice to talk to you. I appreciate your thoughts today. Robert Beavis, owner of Law Weapons and Supply in Naperville. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome, John. Take care.